This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steve, I'll go with you first.
Well, gentlemen, there definitely is no shortage of sports to talk about right now. We've got NHL playoffs going on, NBA playoffs, the college baseball season. We've been talking nonstop about the upcoming NFL draft, which starts Thursday. Also starting Thursday, Zurich Classic. Going on today, though, we had the annual celebrity golf shootout at the Zurich Classic. And former Saints punter Thomas Morstead dropped in the game-winning putt. He and linebacker Pete Werner came out on top for the annual charity event. Now, this is actually a three-peat for Pete Werner. Congrats to the Saints linebacker. Some other local athletes or, you know, guys dealing with sports locally involved in the event. You had LSU head coach Brian Kelly along with quarterback Garrett Nussmeier. And then from the black and gold side of things, Saints kickers Blake Groupie and Charlie Smith along with safety Justin Reed. But it was Thomas Morstead and good old Pete Werner coming out on top.
Watch out next year, because I know who Brian Kelly is bringing in.
Uh-oh.
It's a ringer, Kyle Williams. I'm telling you, don't get on a golf course and got money that he can take away from you.
I believe you.
Man, Kyle, people look at him, there's no way he's that good of a golfer. Oh, yes, he is. So I think next year, Coach Kelly may well bring in the ringer. Because, listen, out of all that group, do you think that Pete Werner was the best golfer? Sometimes looks can be deceiving when you're playing golf.
Yes, indeed. Like I said, three-peat for Pete.
Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with one of the most impressive performances I've seen from a basketball player in a very long time. And the number of points doesn't necessarily jump off the page, but what he was doing on the floor last night, talk about turn back the clock. And Mikey brought it up when we were talking with David Grubb in the 4 o'clock hour. Kawhi Leonard cooked the Denver Nuggets last night in a must-have game for the LA Clippers. I really love this series. The first game, obviously, Russell Westbrook, who I saw on social media a great tweet from Kofi, who works, I think he does work with like John Boyce in Secret Base, I'm pretty sure. He had a great tweet that Russell Westbrook is basically like the item box in Mario Kart. You just don't know what you're going to get from him on any given play. And he makes these huge shots late in that first game. Denver pulls out an overtime victory over the Clippers. So game two in Denver, it's a huge matchup because you don't want to go down 0-2. Kawhi Leonard looks healthy, guys. And it's the first time he's looked healthy probably since that 2019 run where he led the Raptors all the way to the NBA Finals and won the championship that year. 39 points last night on 15 of 19 shooting from the field. And when I tell you 15 of 19 shooting from the field, he was taking some contested jumpers, contested threes. It wasn't like Denver was playing bad defense on him. He was just hitting everything he threw up. A 92% true shooting percentage last night, guys. It was unbelievable. And he was making great defensive plays at the very end of the game when it's still in reach. The series has been cinema, by the way. Like it feels like neither team has had a lead bigger than like 7 or 8 points in the first two games combined. It's just been back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It's got this Western Conference Finals feel. But when it mattered most, Kawhi Leonard came up huge for the Clippers to even that series up at one game apiece. I will be watching every single one of those games in this series, and I hope it goes 7, guys.
Guys, on a sad note today, and Timmy Brando sent me this, Mike Patrick, longtime play-by-play guy for ESPN. 36 years he worked with the network, college, pro football, other things. And I think he had a 16 or 18-year run when they had that Sunday night lineup on ESPN, Sunday night pro football game, passed away at 80 years old. I always remember Mike. He was such a good guy. And, you know, when they would do games in the Dome, you know, Bobby and I would kind of be in line to try to get out. And he would always, you know, kind of stop and want to talk. And he was just such a gracious guy. And that voice of Mike Patrick that you heard for so many years. I think he retired in 2018. The other thing I remember about him, and it was every year that I would say over the last 12 years, so I would say that he did it, it probably was from 2006 or 7 to 2018, he would write me an email about, Mike, if you get a chance, send me one of your draft guides. And it just so happens that he passed away today at 80 years old, memorable voice, and did some great, great work for ESPN. And that voice is sort of etched with you because you heard it for so long, not only in pro football, but also in college football. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.